Home Care, this is Sarah.
Good afternoon.
Hi, how can I help you?
Hey, this is Ms. Lambert again, Larry Lambert.
Hi. Yeah, I know. I've been sending everybody and nobody is available, but I am, I do have people that can start tomorrow, just nobody that can go over there today.
Okay, I don't need anybody to come today because I already had the call to work.
Mm-hmm.
One, did you get in touch with Ms. Maldonado?
No, that would be the coordinator that does that. I'm not sure.
So here's my challenge. This is Sarah, right?
Yes.
My challenge is, you know, my caregiver, like we just started with this company. I've never met anyone from this company. No one's met my husband. No one's asked me. You know, like I did like a short, quick phone.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry about that. Usually within the first 2 weeks, our field rep would come out to visit with you to go over like things in an emergency and things like that. And they will review like the phone numbers and everything. His name is Aaron, and he probably will be reaching out to you shortly to get that date scheduled.
So nobody conveyed any of that kind of information to me. The other challenge I have is I have been calling our service coordinator, and she listening has not responded. So the challenge for me is I have to go to work every day. Mm-hmm. And if there is an emergency or, like, my caregiver, I'm not sure what's going on with her today. Mm-hmm. This has never happened before.
Okay.
You know, and I understand she may be having some, you know, something happening.
Yeah.
I get that, but the challenge for me is not being able to get in touch with anybody in your agency before 10 o'clock, and, you know, you guys don't seem to have a plan for if somebody calls out. Now, Maria, I'm expecting her to show up here tomorrow, and if she does, I guess she'll just be here. I don't know, but she's scheduled to be off next Thursday. I can't just randomly take off work. So
no,
I
understood,
need to know
yeah.
that you guys are working to cover that shift, and then I need to know who it is because I can't just file with a complete stranger.
No, absolutely. In terms of staffing, I do the staffing, and I will be able to fill it with at least a day's notice. The issue is with the call-outs that sometimes it's difficult to get people that are able to get there that day. And sometimes
so
I will be able to, you know, but it's just today has proven to be a challenge.
And I get it. My concern is next week.
Yeah.
We already know that she is scheduled not to be here. I don't want some stranger showing up in the morning or, you know, someone that I haven't spoken with, somebody who, you know, my husband is usually sleeping, and it's very hard if he wakes up and there's a total stranger in here.
No, I understand that completely. Absolutely.
So as soon as
I have somebody for that shift, I will reach out to you and connect you guys so that you can speak with them. And if you want to meet with that, if you want her to meet your husband, and then moving forward, we can use that person as a backup caregiver, being he already knows them, you know.
Now, what's happening with Miss Carolyn? Because she was supposed to come on Sunday.
She got all lost. She does. She is on your case for Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, so I should expect her on Saturday.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I just spoke to her about it today, earlier this morning.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
All right.
So,
and I will give you a call, and I'm gonna have Valeria reach out to your other Maria and figure out what happened, why she left, if she's planning on returning tomorrow, and I will keep you posted as soon as I find out that information, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.